Election 2024 now on WTOP, and as we inch closer to the November election, there appears to be a clear leader in the polls in Maryland's U.S. Senate race. A new poll from the Washington Post and the University of Maryland finds Democrat Angela Alsobrooks with a double-digit lead over Republican Larry Hogan, with these latest numbers coming in just 6 weeks before the voting in November.
Well, joining us live with more on these numbers to break it all down for us is Emily Guskin, Deputy Polling Director at the Washington Post. Emily, good to have you on with us this afternoon. So go ahead and tell us what the poll actually found. What does it look like between Alsobrooks and Hogan here?
You covered it exactly right. An 11 percentage point lead for Alsobrooks over Hogan among likely voters in the state of Maryland, which is a pretty safe or pretty comfortable margin. But Hogan still has some space there. He's very popular in the state of Maryland, just as popular as Alsobrooks is now. When we polled back in March, she had pretty low favorability ratings. A lot of people just didn't know who she was. And she's improved on that as she's introduced herself to the voters in the state of Maryland. And right now, she and Hogan are both about as popular in the state, and she has grown in that favorability rating, but has also grown in support for her election in November.
So a top line number of 51% for Alsobrooks, 40% for Larry Hogan. I seem to remember the first time Larry Hogan ran for governor that there wasn't much polling putting him within 10 points of the Democrat at the time, Anthony Brown. So and you're talking about the popularity ratings being equal. There is some room for Larry Hogan to make things up, isn't there?
Totally. He was a comeback kid once before, and he could do this again. One of the big things, though, that we're looking at is control of the U.S. Senate. And Maryland voters are paying attention, and they are about 2-1 Democratic in that state. So we asked Maryland voters, the likely voters, what their preference was for the outcome of the U.S. Senate elections in November, whether they wanted a Senate controlled by Democrats or one controlled by Republicans. And by 60% to 32%, those likely voters in Maryland said that they preferred Democrats. And they're looking at this election with those glasses on. Larry Hogan might be popular. They might like him, but he does have that R after his name.
Emily, talk to us about what other questions the poll hit on this time. You asked likely voters about their preferences for president.
Absolutely. So it's an election year. We know that Maryland usually votes for the Democrat, but we want to test that anyway. We asked likely voters in Maryland who they were going to support if the election were held today between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. 63% of likely voters in the state of Maryland support Harris, 31% support Trump.
Emily, thanks for your help on this. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Guskin, Deputy Polling Director at the Washington Post.